Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place of everything related to Amazon FBA product level and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, your host, founder, and CEO of eComsy. And today we're bringing another special guest. His name is Abby, and he's the founder and CEO of XPeak Strategy, one of the top agencies in the space when it comes to PPC. This guy knows his stuff when it comes to PPC. Spent a ton of time with him in the cruise a couple of weeks back on the online seller cruise. And I can tell you he has some gold nuggets that for sure is going to help you lower that tag cost. So, Abby, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here. So how you doing, my friend?
Oh, man. Thank you for having me. That cruise you mentioned, it's like we made a new family at for 8 days. The people
I know.
The people we sat with, the people we had meals with, the people we rode ATVs with, all of that was like, that's it. Now we're family. Now we're brothers, you know?
I know. It was such an amazing experience. And this is something that, to be honest, I haven't experienced before in the commerce space. Like, you know, most of the events, yes, you go network and all of that. But usually last 24 hours and everybody goes back to their grind. Here, it's like you are obliged to spend 7 days with your peers, and you get to go very deep. It goes beyond business. It goes personal. You create a relationship. And I feel at the end of the day, that's also what business is about. You know, it's not only about talking about how to make money, but how to build relationships that last for a lifetime. So, very good. Very good.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Now, let's talk a little bit about you. So I know you've been in the space for so long now, and you have so much experience when it comes to a PPC. So tell us a little bit about how you jump into the space, how you founded the agency, and then we go from there. Yeah.
All right. So, I always wonder how far back to go when I tell the story, but I'll try to go all the way back, but also make it tight.
Yeah. Feel free to enjoy your cigar while you do. I know you have a nice cigar, which I'm very jealous. So
yeah.
Enjoy it while you tell me your story.
If you happen to ever see a 10th anniversary farce in the store, jump on it. It's very good.
Yeah.
I also have to make this under 3 minutes because I learned that if you don't take a puff within 3 minutes, it can go out. So
I'll tell
the story. I have to make the story.
That's a tip right there.
Yes, that's one of the tips. You want that? You asked me before for three tips. Now I only have to give you two. Good.
Exactly.
Okay. So the story goes back all the way to 1991. That's when I first started selling. Back then, there was no internet. We used to run ads in the back of magazines with a big phone number and a list of things to buy. People would call us. We would write on invoices, you know, paper invoices, and send things all around the country. We did that until like 1999. In that point, the internet started being a thing. We built our first internet store on Yahoo Stores, which I don't even think it exists anymore. And we spent the next 10 years with Yahoo Stores, with our own website advertising on Google, with all of the marketplaces. There used to be price shopping engines that we would that we would advertise on, things like Deal Time, and I forgot the names, but we used to spend a lot there. And of course, 2009, 2008, we shifted over to Amazon. We added Amazon to how we were selling. That quickly became the number one place for selling product. And I did that all the way up until 2018. I exited my company and launched the agency. Always, you know, over that first 25 years, always in my companies, I had partners, and always in my companies, I handled the marketing and I handled the customer service and, you know, a little bit of everything else.
Yeah.
I hated customer service. I would be allergic to the phone by the end of the day, but I love the marketing.
You
know, I love the marketing. I love making an adjustment, making an offer, and seeing the sales go. So when I had the opportunity to lean into only marketing, I said, that's it. I found my heaven.
That's my thing. Yeah.
I don't know that it's completely heaven. Amazon certainly makes me work very, very hard some days and some weeks. But I love doing this. I love looking at an account. I love finding the things that are a challenge, coming up with maybe a couple of different ways to work on it, and then seeing how those things work. So it's great. So yeah,
I love it.
You know, we've been running the agency for about 5 years now. So this is going to be 6 years, and it's been a great ride. I love it.
Yeah, I love that. You know, and I think that's it's all about that. End of the day, when you do a business, that you have to love what you do, and the fact that, you know, I'm sure every single day you wake up thinking about, oh my God, I want to see ACoS, TACoS, ROAS, CPC on my screen and do money. Like, that's all about that. And like, love you feel for the, you know, the challenge. It's all about that at the end of the day. Now, talking about PPC, I mean, you've been spending all these years doing PPC. Like, I'm sure you have seen every single thing under the rock when it comes to strategy, when it comes to the trends, when it comes to what works, what doesn't work. 2024 is a very interesting, basically, panorama we're seeing ahead. Like, we see so many changes coming into play. Like, we see, for example, on the PPC side of things, sponsored TV being something now people started to explore and talk about. Tell me a little bit, and let's start this as an introduction, then of course we can dive in. Like, what are some of your takes in terms of what is going to change for PPC in 2024? Like, what are some of your predictions when it comes to that?
So there's really two predictions. One of them is probably, both of them are a little bit unclear. It's very hard to predict the future. One thing is, you mentioned sponsored TV. Amazon is pushing it very, very hard. On one hand, they are pushing it with sellers. So as an agency, my Amazon agency connections within the company have allowed me to extend a promotion to every account in which Amazon will pay for the first $1,000 of ad spend for sponsored TV. This is, they're basically saying, try us out, spend on us, and let's see what we can make it work for you. This is a big deal. There's hundreds of thousands of sellers. This is $1 billion offer for Amazon. You know, so the fact that they're going to spend $1 billion in promo money for sponsored TV, this is showing you where they're putting their attention. Besides the seller side, they are spending on content. They are making deals with all of the sports leagues. They are continuing to invest in all of their TV assets, Freevee and Prime TV and all of the network connections. They want people to come to Amazon's properties and watch TV, and they're going to increase the amount of ads they show. Right now, whatever TV ads we're running, the results are still not clear. We haven't gotten anything amazing yet, but Amazon is going to get better for sure at showing the right ads in the right places. And as they get better at it, there will start to be results for sure. They don't bet billions of dollars without really having a plan to see it through. So sponsored TV and TV ads is number one. For sellers, for advertisers, the big key is going to be, make sure the TV ads you run are going to be focused on making the sale. Make sure they are focused for a person watching an ad on a TV. And what do I mean? When Amazon first introduced video ads, we were able to throw up anything, a slideshow, picture from your cell phone, you know, any, if you have a video and you fill the spot of the video, you will make sales. You will make a ton of sales. It got more competitive, but on day one, anything would get you sales. You remember this.
Yeah. I remember.
With TV, it's going to be different. The people who are watching TV spend their whole life watching ads. They have a much higher standard of what they're going to follow through to purchase. This is number one. Number two, it's still not easy to buy a thing from an ad. You have to scan a QR code, or you have to have the app open.
There's a lot of friction.
Right. Yeah. The friction is the perfect word. There is friction between seeing the ad and making the purchase. Your content has to be good enough to get over the friction. when it was Amazon ads inside the app or on the website, the shopper is already looking to purchase. Exactly. The click takes you to the product page, and that's it. You're buying. Zero mm-hmm. friction. Now there is multiple things in front of you. So you're going to have to really make sure that the content is correct. And that might be why they're investing so much into getting people to try it out so that they can get a lot of data to fix what works. They might realize. So one of the things that Amazon has, an advantage they have, is an enormous amount of data. They're mm-hmm. going to be able to tell the ads that display on a TV versus the ads that display on a tablet versus the ads that display on a phone. If somebody mm-hmm. is watching videos or Jack Reacher or sports on their phone, they know that that's going to have a better rate of conversion than something we see on a TV screen. And they know which place people are watching also. So they're definitely going to take the device into account and make, you know, deliver the ads based on that. So sponsored TV, number one, it's not so clear yet what the ROI will be, but know that this is the direction marketing is going. Better to be aware and start to play with it and start to find things that work instead of mm-hmm. being surprised by everybody that beat you. And mm-hmm. they got sales when CPCs were low and you're coming in after they made all the money with the low CPCs.
Yeah, so for sure.
Sponsored TV is number one. The second mm-hmm. thing, which is also very big, also very unclear, is AI. We love to talk about AI. I know that you have a specialty in AI. I know this, and you probably know even more about how these things are working than I am, but we are starting to see how AI affects ads. Yes. The main way we're seeing it impact is hurting conversion rates. Unfortunately, most of the time that AI sticks its nose in a thing, it hurts. It's not helping anybody. So we see when AI decides to make a summary of a reviews on a product, everybody, it might be 99% good, but when the AI takes two sentences in the end to say, some users feel like this plastic gets dirty too easily, all of a sudden, everybody thinks that the plastic gets dirty too easily. If it's only 1%, even if it's only 1% of the reviews, this is what the shopper is seeing. So the AI is not helping yet in that spot. Yeah. The other thing that's not helping is when it shows frequently returned products. The AI mm-hmm. is deciding to show that badge. And even if the return rates are basically standard return rates for a category, some products will get this. And
I know. Very bad.
Boom, that's it. You wake up in the morning, where's my sales? And as an agency, this is like very frustrating to me. Why is it frustrating to me? Besides the sales of this account, of course this hurts. But in many cases, I will have a few brands in a category. So I might have the most expensive guy and I might have a mid-priced guy or I might have two, you know, or I might have two related products, but they're in the same category. Exactly. So you might have bed sheets and pillowcases. I have these two different ones, but I know this space of the sheets that go in the bed. I know what the return rates are with two different accounts. And I know that one guy has a return rate that's not getting this badge. The other one, same return rate, he has the badge. I can't do anything with it. I can't say, well, the other guy doesn't have it. I can't complain like this.
I know, but
it hurts. And I don't know, nobody knows why the AI is making those decisions and it is making an effect.
Yeah.
So, you know, all those things, it's having an effect. And as Amazon gets feedback, they will get better at it. It's going to be more and more important to have a high quality product. It's going to be more and more important to have a listing that tells the product very, very clearly. The better of a job you do to sell the product and explain it, both good and not as good, if you tell the shopper in advance and they're not surprised, this is going to help you in the end. You know, I sell, we have a lot of products that they require installation. And it's something with installation, even if you have to put together two pieces of Lego, you know, you will always have an issue where people say, this is too complicated, or I didn't know how to do it.
Exactly.
The more you can say in the beginning, here's a video how to do it. Boom. The algorithm will see it. Your return rates will see it. And it will be, you will be head and shoulders over the competition that used to get away with it. So
yes,
those are like, we're going to see more how it develops, but this is the beginning of the trend very much.
Yeah. I think starting with the first point, which is sponsored TV, like we see this huge shift from Amazon by putting hundreds of millions when it comes to, you know, basically in the TV space. Like we see they're doing more and more content when it comes to Prime. They're getting more exclusivity with different sports and different leagues in different regions. They know that TV is definitely, especially this kind of consumption through Prime, is driving a ton of traffic from their side. And they want to leverage that. Like they have all these eyeballs basically watching all those shows. And they're giving the option now to you to be in front of them. And I think the example I was having a look at is like, now imagine if Amazon somehow gets some kind of exclusivity with the Super Bowl. Imagine they manage to do that somehow, or this kind of big event sports. Now you for pennies compared to what we have to pay to traditional television, be in front of thousands, if not millions of people. And if the product is right and the content is right, like it can be a huge thing in terms of awareness and sales. So it's very interesting because, and we see this in Asia, like TV and buying through a live stream is very big. And we see that starting to penetrate more into the West. So I'm very curious to see what is going to happen with sponsored TV this year, because I think Amazon is going all in when it comes to that. And I'm sure like it's going to happen the same as you mentioned with sponsored video. Like right now, the people is testing it and we're testing it. Like it's very cheap, you know, the traffic you get in exchange to what is going to happen when more people jump into the space. And it's leveraging that early move advantage to, you know, take advantage of what this even free money they're giving you for all these sellers. So that's sponsored TV. Now, AI, and I want to build more on this. AI has been creating a mess. Let's be honest.
Yes. At least it's not just me that sees it.
Yeah. So it's changing the titles, changing listings, categories, changing the backend. Like it's like Amazon activated this thing without asking really for permissions on all sellers. And they're ruining a lot of sellers because of that. Like we see every single day with our clients. I'm sure you see with your clients. I guess what I'm trying to get with this is like my concern is that if Amazon did it when it comes to listings, they might potentially do it with PPC. So what is your take on that? Because I've been hearing certain things that maybe, you know, AI is eventually also jumping to the PPC. Essentially, Amazon will give you an AI version of running the ads for you. Do you think that's something that is realistic in the near horizon for Amazon start deploying? If so, do you think that would be efficient? What is your take on that idea?
Oh boy. Okay. So I have a few thoughts on this.
Yeah.
The first thought is this: almost for sure, Amazon is probably going to offer to sellers some tools to help manage their ads, and they're going to put AI in the name. Exactly. You know, just like everything is low fat, everything is going to be AI. So they're going to put manage your bids with AI. Now, I can tell you now, I have my agency for a number of years, and I am selling before that for a number of years. It is almost never that the tool offered by the platform does as good as somebody else can do. Amazon has all of the data, and Amazon does not do as good as even a person can do themselves. When they put manage your bids, it only makes the bids higher, never makes it lower. You know, when they have the tools to manage budget, anytime you let Amazon make the decision, disaster. And Amazon has the best information. You know, I'm never going to forget the first time I spoke with a client and an Amazon SaaS Core rep. You know, Amazon has this program called the SaaS Core. Those people can give you extra data you can't see. They were able to tell me on the first day that we have 15% of our clients buying after 70 days. After 70, it was a very high ticket item. So it makes sense that people will think about it for a long time. But what does it tell me? Amazon knows that if somebody will click on January 1st, they will buy in March. They know the click is connected to the sale in March. They know. They know a lot. They have all of the data in the world, and they know how to make decisions. And they still can't offer sellers a tool that works right yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first thing that's going to happen is AI is going to be included in the name of tools they offer to sellers. I am skeptical about how effective it will be.
Yeah.
To use the nice words.
Same.
The second thing that's going to happen is AI is going to have to be in place more on the back end. Mm-hmm. Now, I feel like this is going to be much less of an effect because mm-hmm. already Amazon uses that data that we know they mm-hmm. have. They already use it when they make all kinds of adjustments. So yeah. when they decide where to put our ads, they are very sophisticated. You and I both know that when we run ASIN targeting, if I want to take the sales from a competitor, Amazon is not stupid. They don't only put it on the product page of this ASIN, but they know the keywords that this product ranks for, and they put us also on the search result pages.
Exactly.
They know. They know a lot, and they are sophisticated about it. They deliver a lot. So already the system is very, very smart. The system has a lot of data. The AI will help, but it's not going to be like all of a sudden one day things are going to change. I don't see it like that.
Yeah.
One of the things that we also know about AI is AI is not really like me or you thinking and coming up with a new idea. Really, AI takes a lot of information, a lot of data, and it looks at 10 million results, and then it makes the 10 million and one result that looks like the first 10 million. So already Amazon's system is doing this. The AI may make it like 8% better. If they started on March 9, okay, maybe March 10, the results look a little bit different, but you know, algorithms change. It's just the same as an algorithm change.
Yeah, for sure. I think, and this is something that, I see people struggle all the time when it comes to PPC. They feel sometimes that the software is a solution to the struggle, like they're having a high tag cost, a low conversions, etc. And they think that plugging just a tool that uses AI will automate all their PPC is a solution. And I think tools can be very powerful when it comes to PPC, but at the end of the day, you need a person that designs the strategy behind that tool, right? It's like having a Ferrari but having not a driver license. You can have the Ferrari, right? But if you know how to drive the machine, no point. And I think that's where most people struggle when it comes to software. So now I want to take actually your take on this when it comes to tools and basically using software for PPC, because I'm sure to your agency, you have seen many clients that come to you, they already use certain tools, or they do it manually, or they use bulk files. Like for people listening and watching, like what do you think is the best approach in 2024? You say it's like a hybrid approach where some part is done manually, some part is done by software, or doing fully automated or fully manual. What is your take on that on PPC?
Yeah, so the hybrid approach is right. I don't have a clever way to say it, but the best way to use tools is to help you do the work. A lot of people want the tools to do the work for them. They say, if I plug my account into this tool, everything will be perfect.
And I forget about PPC.
My sales will grow. Everything that the website shows on the homepage of all of these examples, that's all going to happen to them. It's not going to happen ever like this. What ends up happening, the time it works best is when you understand ads, you are doing it yourself, and you need a tool to do the thing that maybe that takes up a lot
data of data entry. The data entry, right. Pretty much. Yeah.
So I have tools, for example, that help me with analyzing accounts. You know, it's like tools specifically for data analysis. I can do all of those things that this tool does before the day I got the tool. But now when I get this tool, I don't have to go to the screen for setting up a download. I don't have to wait for the download on Amazon. I don't have to open it up in Excel. I don't have to run 4 filters. I don't have to run 2 formulas. I don't have to download it and then format it and then export it. And I don't have to check 4 errors afterwards.
Exactly.
I could do all of those things myself. This tool does it in 11 seconds. Okay. Yeah. This tool is helping me, but I know everything the tool is doing, and I would do it myself. And one of the things, you know, if you want an actionable, you know, we talked about actionable tips. Mm-hmm. One of the best tips I can offer, I didn't have it prepared, but as we have this conversation, it's coming up. Anybody that wants to add a tool to their world of advertising or to their world of running their business, it's very important to understand the way the tool works and to understand how the programmers think about Amazon. So what do I mean? If you don't understand what they're doing, you're going to have a problem when something doesn't work right. Or if you have a certain idea about Amazon and the people who designed the software think differently, you're going to have a problem. One small example, I'm sure you've heard the term search term isolation.
Yes.
Search term isolation means, if for anybody who doesn't know, search term isolation means if you find a good search term in a broad match campaign, you take it out and you move it to phrase match. If it does good in phrase match, you move it to exact. You're moving towards a better match type, a tighter match type. What's the question? When you put it in the other match type, do you leave it still running or do you turn it off in the first place because you're giving it focus? This is a question. Some people think one way. Some people think the other way. It's not the point. I have my own opinion. It's not the point. The point is, if you have an opinion and the guy that makes your software is the opposite, you have a problem. So you have to know, what are they doing with the data? I don't expect everyone to get into the micro, but have a good idea. Anything where you don't understand what they're promising, you're not going to understand what you're getting in the end. Have them, let them give you a demo. Look at all of the screens and the reports. Sometimes a piece of data is hidden. Like say you want ratio of organic to PPC. Sometimes people have it in the reports. Sometimes people don't. If it's important to you, it should be important to you. But if it's important to you and it's not in the report of this software, find out, can they put it in for you? Because it's usually just format. But if they won't, and you're going to be annoyed with a mosquito inside your head for every time you download this report, it's not the software for you. You know?
Right,
so really understand what the thinking is, understand what they're doing with the software before you sign up for any of it.
Good. Now, you mentioned something there very interesting, which I'm sure people ask this all the time, and they ask me, and I want to have your take on this, which is the ratio, right? This ratio between organic to ads is being shifting more and more, like with the competition and how the market has been evolving in terms of saturation, some of the categories. So across the board, like if somebody will ask you, like, what is a healthy ratio? What is your take on that? Like, what do you advise? Like having 60% organic, 40% ads, or vice versa? What is your take on what you're seeing across the board?
There's no short answer. The shortest answer is, it used to be 2/3 organic, 1/3 PPC. So 66.6 and 33.3. This used to be the thinking of everybody.
Yeah.
We see more frequently now that it comes closer to 50-50, almost no matter what you do, no matter how you push it, to get the amount of sales you want. It's sliding to 50-50. And you can make it 60-30. You will give up a lot of sales to do it.
Exactly.
Simply because a lot of the sales you want, a lot of the sales that give you volume, they're going to come through PPC. Mm-hmm. Half of the page is ad spots. If half of the page is ad spots, it's going to be that most of the sales are going to come from ads, even if you do everything right. Even if you do everything right, most of your sales is possible to come from ads. So it's creeping up closer to 50-50. What I would say the best answer is, be aware of it. Make sure it's a ratio which is profitable for you, because in the end, the profits are what matter. If your ratio is 60-30, 30-60, 90-10, 10-90, 50-50, if your business is profitable, you're in good shape. The thing I would say to watch, more important than the ratio today, whatever date, I don't know when it's going to air, but whatever is your ratio today, keep an eye on it and make sure it's not shifting. That's more important than the ratio. If your ratio is 50-50, then all of a sudden in a week, it changes to 60-40 the wrong way. Okay, this is the thing that you want to be more careful of. The 60-40 by itself is not so important. The change of from 50 to 60, this is what you want to be aware of. So wherever you're at, number one, make sure it's profitable. Number two, watch for changes. That's going to be the key.
Very good. Now, to start concluding the episode, I also want to have your take on external traffic, because with everything happening with PPC, we see this conversation happening all the time. People say, I cannot afford the CPC anymore. I want to try bringing traffic from Google, from TikTok, trying to, you know, find cheaper traffic somewhere else and bring it to Amazon. What is your take on that? Because, I mean, you are big into advertising, and that's part of your story, and that's your bread and butter. So I'm sure you're also very keen and already exploring these other avenues of traffic. So do you think Amazon sellers should start looking at other places outside of Amazon PPC when it comes to traffic? Or if you're already doing that, you will say, unfortunately, you don't have the right product.
No, closer to the first one. So it's important to have your products in every place a shopper can see it. Mm-hmm. Shoppers are in many places during the day, on their phone, on their computer. Mm-hmm. They go to all different places on the internet, and all of the places they go sits in their head a little bit while they're making a decision what to buy. So the more chances you have to put yourself in front of their head, the more chances it's going to turn into a sale. Simple as that. Now, one of the things you always have to keep in mind is Amazon is really the place where people go to buy. So that's always going to be the place where the click turns into the sale, number one. Everywhere else, it's less. So if 10% of the clicks buy on Amazon, 2% will buy on Google. Exactly. 7%, you're the best guy. The Google will come to you for advice if you get 7%. Exactly. You know? So know that it's much less. It could still be even cheaper than the much less. So you want to fill those spots as much as you can. And also with some of these platforms. So with TikTok, for example, TikTok is special because it's possible for one action to have a result which is off the charts. Okay. With Amazon, one click cannot make more than one sale. Maybe if you have subscribe and save, you get four sales out of it. But usually one click cannot be more than one sale. With TikTok, one video can give you 10 containers of sales, 10 containers all out. Your whole inventory is gone. You don't even know where it went.
You can go to the beach. Yeah.
You go to sleep. The video goes up at 11 p.m. In the morning, all your merchandise is gone. Full price. Okay. Now, it's random. You cannot expect it. But this makes it different than everybody else. So be there. If you're not there, your chance is zero. Exactly. If you're there, your chance is more than zero. Be in the place where you have the chance. Be in each place, every single marketplace. Put your product there, give it a little bit of attention, give it a chance, and know that still Amazon is number one. It was probably going to be the most expensive. Fix your business. Realistically, what does fix your business mean? Maybe sometimes this product is going to be ever impossible to make money on. Find a different product. Maybe your price is wrong and don't have in your brain $9.99 is my price. You have to try $12. You have to try $18 and you have to find the place that's profitable. Or don't say, I am a coffee grinder and my keyword is coffee grinder. Maybe your keyword is whole bean processor, whatever it might be. Yeah. Don't only have in your head one way that's only going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Try to be resourceful. You know,
so
it used to be that you take step one, step two, step three, and you will almost always get the result. Now we have to be creative. You have to be, or else the business is going to be too expensive to run.
It's the only way. Yeah. Awesome, Abby. So, I mean, thank you so much for all the insights. Like, we talked so many interesting topics, like sponsored TV, AI, you know, software, and now even external traffic. So I know we are only scratching the surface with all the things that you can bring to the table. So I'm very keen, of course, to have you in future episodes. So in the meantime, you know, for everybody that is watching this and listening to the episode, I mean, you're big in PPC. That's your bread and butter. So tell us how people can, you know, reach out to you and get more from you, you know, it leverage your knowledge, your experience, your agency. So tell us a little bit about that. Yeah,
sure. So I do have my agency. We run PPC for sellers. We do marketing for sellers. So we can help with listings. We can help with other marketplaces besides Amazon. We try to do all of the things related to e-commerce growth. If you follow me on social media, whether it's LinkedIn or whether it's Instagram, you'll see different content that I put up. I try to be informative, just like today. I try to give my thoughts. I try to give my ideas. I try to give tips. So you can find me by my name in all of the social media places. And one of the things that I do for sellers is brand account audits. So I do this for free for sellers. If you come to my website, I will be happy to take a look at your account and tell you what I see. In some cases, I will tell you, your account is perfect. Keep doing what you're doing. In some cases, I will say, hey, I found an opportunity. And in some cases, I have to sell you a fire extinguisher.
Exactly, exactly.
But I am happy to give you my insights and my thoughts on an account. Just go to the website. There is a button that says free audit. And I'll be happy to help with you in any way I can. Whether it turns into like management or accounts, I really get satisfaction from helping people. You know, for many years when I was selling, I had no value. The thing I'm selling was the value. That's it. Product, $10. That's my value. Now, now that I can personally add value to people and their businesses and their livelihoods, it really means a lot to me. So I'm always happy to do it.
Thank you, Avi. Yep. So a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. I'm looking forward to see you soon and prosper. And also looking forward for that next cruise in 2025.
Yep, it was amazing. And yes, agreed. I'm definitely looking forward to spending more time together.
That's a pleasure, bro. Take care. Have a nice one.
See you, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.